I just can't hear it. Like, everything was going off at once, and like all of like the reverb and like every, all the cymbals, the guitar, everything. So I really couldn't hear like the, I just can't.
Because of that, or because of what we've orchestrated over here?
Because of everything. So like just everything at once, it's not, I'm not able to just hear just the one chord that I'm supposed to come in on. So, like, if we can do it again, the way that we ended it, just everybody doing what they did, it's just very, very hard to pinpoint, like, when all of everything is going on, just where I'm supposed to start, because I'm supposed to be looking for, like, one chord. I just can't hear. I'm not going to lie to you.
I don't want you to.
Right.
I do think with the little bit quickly, it does kind of jump now.
Okay.
To a straight worship song like that. Well, I mean, proper worship. But.
If you can take that smaller, you can take that transition part if you want to, if that's easier for you to ad-lib through it a little bit, and then that way it might give you a little bit more time to hear what's going on.
Okay.
I just don't want there to be so much time and there be like zero tempo, so you're just sitting there like,
okay,
what the frick? So do you want to just try and take it?
I mean, is there a way that, go ahead.
So with that, while you're ad-libbing, I can count.
Yeah, no, I was going to say, like, if we had, because there's no actual like tempo for me to be able to like start on. So like I asked him while we were getting ready what, like, how many beats there were to be able to like understand how long I have. And he was like, I don't even know.
Yeah.
And I'm not coming at you or anything like that. It's just like there's no like,
yeah,
there's no measure for me to like be able to.
Yeah, so give him a tempo. That would be easier. Let's try that ending again. Cool. You guys don't have to sing or anything right now. We'll just work out musically.
Praise God.
Exceedingly life. Abundantly overflowing. Overwhelming. More than I could dream. You're giving me
absolutely perfect.
That was good?
Yeah.
Perfect. All right, let's actually try that with singing now.
Got it.
So we can get the feel. Sure. Practicing the interlude is great.
Overflowing, overwhelming, more than
I set it down here, but I didn't think that everybody could see it, so I went like this.
Oh,
and I guess it seemed like
up.
I said
sorry.
Go up. I apologize. I'm sorry. Yeah, that was my bad.
Oh, okay.
So we can go from
that would be me then.
We can go from the split, the one down, just split harmonies, not go up yet. All
right. Wait, then I lied. I did do it right then, so there must be a harmony wrong then. Am I doing it wrong?
You just hopped up higher than you were supposed to go, I think, because I'm below Isaiah.
Okay.
So it's chains fall, and I'm at chains
I thought it was
chains fall.
Oh, wait.
I think you were chains fall.
I wasn't
there already.
High. Okay, I'll just try it.
All right.
What is it again? I'm sorry.
I think we were confused.
Chains fall. I'm not that. Fear about Jesus, you change everything.
Can you play it? Thank you.
Fall, fear, bow, hear now. Jesus, you change everything. Sympathize, yield, hope is found here. So I'm actually higher than I was.
Now,
I'm sorry. Jesus, you change.
The same way that we do.
So I just go up my normal?
Yeah. So we're just gonna.
Jesus, you change.
No,
Jesus, you change everything.
Right there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Let's try it.
Awesome.
Cool. We only have a couple more minutes.
Yeah. If we don't do that, that's fine.
We will.
Okay. Cool.
Unless right. Pastor cuts in.
Right. Jesus. Everybody, great. Yeah.
Jesus, you change everything. Jesus, you change everything. Jesus, you change everything. Jesus.
That sounded fantastic. Do not get overly emotional and overly play right there. That sounded great. Just make sure that when the moment actually comes and you feel the anointing, don't do extra. That sounded great. Yeah, that sounded great the way it was. We just want to make sure that we're still on the same page with all of the other musicians, okay? That was good. Thank
you.
What
time do we have to be back up here?
In like 2 minutes.
Great, so I don't have time to pee then?
Yeah.
If you can pee in 2 minutes, I don't...
Is that...
I was waiting.
Only you.
I can't get this wrapper off. There's no way. I'm just going to...
Okay, yeah. From the Jesus, you changed everything, repeat. Okay, cool.
I don't know. Just go pee if you have to now. Yeah. Pastor Kevin, when you get a chance, can you just turn the track down a little bit more in my ears, please, and the instruments a little bit? Just a tad. Thank you.
Hello, everybody. My name is Pastor Michael Spencer. Beautiful wife, Rhonda. We're so glad that you're with us at His Tabernacle Family Church live right from Horseheads, New York. We are so blessed that you've taken the time out of your schedule to hear the word of the Lord. We're not here to waste your time. We're not here just to do a church service. We're here to bring you into the presence of God right in your very homes. We know this. Hallelujah. We know this beyond a shadow of a doubt. That Jesus loves you and that God wants to make himself real to you right where you are right now. And so, I want you to be ready. Number one, we're going to worship. The presence of God is going to fill your room. The Bible says that he inhabits the praises of his people. When we start to praise, I want you to stand up in your living room. I want you to stand up wherever you are. If you're in your car, come on now. I want you to praise right out loud. And I want the devil to know that God's people are not quiet, but we are alive and powerful, supernatural. We are unstoppable, the supernatural church. And God's got a great plan for your life today. As the word is being preached, I want you to be ready. This is a transforming one. We preach 2 weeks on nonsense, but I want you to be ready for this next word. This is the next step in bringing you into a life of the supernatural, a life of the life of God, the Zoe kind of life. So be ready, be prepared. Don't just sit there. Make sure you ingest every moment of the word of God. I'm going to have Pastor Rhonda greet you, pray with you, and then we're going to get ready as we have some announcements for you as well.
Hello, welcome. Today we know you are going to have an encounter with the power and the glory of God right there in your homes or your cars, wherever you are. The presence and power of God is being released in that place. So set this time apart as holy and lock in to what God is doing. Father, we just invite you right now. We invite your holy presence. Jesus.
I sense him already.
Right where everyone is. Oh, Lord, hallelujah. Your people need a touch from heaven, need to feel that tangible presence of God, the tangible love of Jesus right now. We release the tangible peace that passes all understanding. Father, we release your joy right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We thank you that we can come into your presence, that we can come boldly before you, that we know that we know that we know that you are here. Wherever we are, you are present, Lord. We just thank you that today is going to be like no other.
That's right.
It's not just another Sunday.
That's right.
God, today is a day we encounter you. We come expecting God. We come expecting a shift and a change and a transition to happen today, right now, as we enter into your presence. We love you so much, Jesus. We exalt you, we praise you, we lift you up, and we thank you that we get the right and privilege to be called sons and daughters of God, that we get to be a part of your mighty kingdom, Lord. We thank you for it. In your precious name we pray. Amen, amen.
I want you to get ready. While the worship is going on, you can get healed. I don't know what disease you have. I don't know what sickness you have. But I know God wants to heal you physically right where you are. I know if you're struggling in your mind, for the Lord has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. God's going to bring soundness to you today as you will willingly worship him. Don't just sit there like a bump on a log. Worship him in spirit and in truth, and the presence of God will inhabit wherever you are. Let's welcome Pastor Cody Spencer as he comes and gives some announcements of awesome things that are happening at His Tabernacle Family Church.
Hey, again, we're so excited that we get to serve this community of upstate New York, the tri-region. And we want to let you know, if you need food in any way, at any level, maybe you didn't get a stimulus check yet, maybe things are just tight, there's no judgment at all. We just know that food in your belly is absolutely important for your family. So Wednesday night, we're having another food giveaway. All you need to do is go to our Facebook. You can scroll down a little bit and you'll find a link to sign up for the food giveaway. We don't want anything in return. We just want to make sure that you're filled and your family has food in their stomachs. Also, also, we believe spiritually that now is a time to become even more connected with God. How are we doing that? Every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday at noon, Pastor Aaron for the kids is live. Look, parents, we know you probably want a little bit of a break. We know that the kids want to be active, so we're giving amazing fun crafts and things to do every Monday to Thursday at noon. And then at 7 p.m., Pastor Spencer and Pastor Rhonda are live right on His Tabernacle Facebook and YouTube, sharing encouragement, the Word of God, hope, and faith. And lastly, at the end of this service, man, we know that being cooped up for a while, there's a whole conversation that we can have about mental health, and people need prayer. If you need prayer on any level, we would love to pray with you. At the end of this, we're going to be right on Zoom. You can, in the pinned comment on Facebook and YouTube, click that, and we can join for prayer, for salvation, for anything you need in your life, and we'd love to be available for you. But I don't want to wait anymore. Let's go ahead and get right
into
worship today.
Hold on. One other thing that's important is every day at 2 o'clock, Monday through Thursday, we have live worship for you. We want you to participate. Get lifted up right in the middle of your day. Live worship every Monday through Thursday at 2 o'clock. Our worship team will lead you right into the presence of God.
We're doing so much, I forgot a little bit. But let's go ahead and worship together. Go ahead and join us in your home.
Hallelujah. Let's get ready to get into the presence of the Lord.
Thank you. Here. Jesus, you change everything. Jesus, you change everything.
Show us your glory. Hallelujah.
Show us your glory. Show us your glory. In wonder and surrender, we fall down.
Hallelujah. This morning, as the presence of God is filling your house, as it's filling your car, the one thing we know for sure, where His glory is, there is the power to heal. There is the power to deliver. There is the power of love. And the greatest things that you and I can all know about is very simple, that Jesus loves you so desperately, He desires that you will know Him. Not just know about Him, but that you will know Him. Right now, as that glory is filling your car, as that glory is filling your house, I just want you to say this right out loud. Jesus, I receive right now. I receive your healing power. God is healing someone with a cataract. In fact, you were supposed to have your surgery before all of this was happening, and you've been struggling seeing. And in the name of Jesus, right now, I just release the power of God in your house. I peel back right now. I curse right now the spirit of blindness, and I command your eyes to see in Jesus' name. Father, I just thank you that you care about every single need and every single person. And Lord, right now, as your glory is filling our house, as your glory is filling your cars, as your glory is filling your people, whatever the needs are, I declare in Jesus' name that by the power of God, people are made free for the glory of Jesus. I'm so excited that you're here in the house. I'm so excited that you're here with us in the parking lot. I'm so excited you're here with us in your homes. And the one thing I have for you is a message from God. We are unstoppable, the supernatural church. Come on now, shout it out loud wherever you are. We are unstoppable, the supernatural church. You see, when you understand that, it is more than just being a religion. It is more than just going to church Sunday morning. It is more than just being a person that is around and hanging out, but you are a son and a daughter of the Most High God, and God's got divine purpose for your life. So much divine that He wants you to recognize that no matter what weapon is formed against you, it cannot prosper. That God is on your side, and God's greatness will work in your life. Today I got a message for you, because we've been talking the last few weeks on how you and I are people I'm going to have to preach this on my own. My notes just crashed on me. And so as you and I are here, I want to share a message with you that is going to transform you and bring you from this nonsense to sense. You see, that is the bridge that God wants to bring in your life, from nonsense to sense. And this is what God's hunger is for you, that you and I will start learning how to live in the power and the anointing of heaven, and not just living like everybody else. You see, this is the challenge of Christians today. We are so much like everybody else. And I want you to know that you are not like everybody else, that you are not like everybody on this planet, that you are not like another individual that's here, but that you are truly a son of God. And in that, you've got to learn how to live the life of God, not just the life of the flesh. That's what we want to preach about. That's what these next few weeks are going to be about, is how to take you to learn how to live within the laws of God, to live within the principles of His kingdom. You know, laws are important. Every country has laws. Every state has laws. Every community has laws. And we even have laws in our family. You know, I've been to houses where you walk in and the law of the house is take your shoes off at the door. Well, I go to other homes, it's not like that at all. Man, you walk in the house like you walk into my house. It don't matter how nice the floors look. You got to wear your shoes. Why? Because that's the laws that are in our house. Everybody has laws and principles that we live by. And God also, He is a king who has a kingdom, who has a constitution. And in the constitution are developed laws. And we have the word of God that is the constitution of the kingdom. And in this, we learn how to walk in the spirit, not fulfilling the lust of the flesh. The challenge that we have, the clear challenge that we have is this, is that so many believers are so much like the world, we are so much like everybody else, that nobody can see a difference in us. But I want you to hear me, and I want you to pay attention to me today, because God's got laws that if you and I as believers live within them, we will accelerate beyond what the world is. Why? Because greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. The world has nothing on us. God has everything for us. And as sons and daughters, we have to recognize this truth. That if we live within God's principles, within God's laws, that we will excel and that we will prosper in all things and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. My challenge this morning is bringing you to a place of conviction, bringing you to a place of convincing that the laws that this world has, that so many believers are living within, are less than the laws of God. And if we live according to the laws of the kingdom, then we will live differently than the world. We will live according to the promises, the yeas and amens of the kingdom of heaven. And in that, we will learn how to conquer when things look impossible. Because the word of God declares, nothing is impossible for those who believe. When we learn this, we live a different life. We see life differently. I'm looking at as this virus has hit him. I'm watching as we're seeing a separation with people. Separation is fear and faith. We have people that are believers that are dwelling in fear. Now I want you to realize it doesn't matter how real this virus is. God is more powerful than any virus. I don't care how real the threat is. The threat of the anointing is greater than anything that is before us. I'm here to tell you today that as sons and daughters of God, we have got to start living according to God's principles, according to God's laws, which are above the laws. You've heard me explain it before, and that is we know the verse that says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. You see, the kingdom is where the believer should be seeking. Why? Because when we understand the kingdom, then we understand the Constitution. When we understand the Constitution, then we understand eternity. When we understand eternity, then we understand how to live on earth in eternal values and eternal principles that live life differently than those who are strangulated by the laws of the land and the laws of the flesh. You see, this is God's hunger in our life, is that we will be people that will truly understand this. The Bible, and if you'll turn there with me in Romans chapter 8, verse 2, it says this, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free. Shout free. Come on now. I can't hear you. Shout free. Free from the law of sin and death. You see, that's it right there. You have the law of sin and death. And you have the law of life in Christ Jesus. There are two different sets of laws. There are two different sets of principles. And our interest and our design and our desire is to get us to finally start believing that as believers, as sons and daughters of the King, that we are not tethered to the world's principles, but we are tethered to the principles of God's kingdom and God's laws. Now I'm concerned because I'm watching as so many Christians are struggling. They're struggling through this season of time, and they're struggling because they live more in the law of the world than they do in the laws of the kingdom. This is where you have got to grab yourself. You've got to shake yourself. You've got to say, even as it says in the book of Romans chapter 12, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. You see, you can be saved, go to heaven, and not have a renewed mind. You can be saved and going to heaven and not living within the constitutional rights of the kingdom of God. You can be washed by the blood of Christ and know beyond a shadow of a doubt if you take your last breath, you'll see him face to face, but still live substandard of God's kingdom. This is where the transition has to come. This is where we have to change. This is where we have to have a shift in our lives. You see, until there's a transformation, you are literally owned by the principles of this world. Now, they're real. We know the principles that are in this world are real. We know that laws are real, or you would not be sitting in a parking lot. Come on now. But even with that, we know that there's a greater law and even state law. You see, this is where we learn, and we have to start living in an understanding of how law works. You see, Jesus has law. This law that is so powerful, the law of sin and death,
is simply this. When you and I do not know Jesus Christ as our Savior, well, then you're owned by the law of life, of death. You are owned by this world's principles. How do we know that? I just dodged a bug. Did you see that? I just dodged that bug. The principles that you and I are governed by, if we do not know Christ, is the law of sin. You know, I'm never shocked when a sinner sins. Why? Because that's their nature. The Bible says you have an old nature. You are serving, according to Ephesians chapter 2. You have the nature of your father, the devil. When you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior, sin is sin. It's normal. I'm never shocked when a sinner sins. I'm never shocked when I hear them cussing. I'm never shocked when I hear them lying, cheating, and stealing. I'm never shocked with that. Why? Well, because that's what sinners do. It's their very nature. It is the nature that Jesus was talking about here in Romans chapter 8, verse 2. The law of sin and death. The law of death is upon you. Physical death. You see, when you don't know Christ as your Savior, I thank God for doctors, because without doctors, half the church would already be dead, because they've not learned to live within the laws and the principles of the kingdom. They have no hope but what doctors can acquire. And I thank God for doctors, because listen, without doctors, we'd have serious problems on this earth. But many people trust in doctors more than they trust in Jesus. Why? Because it's their nature. It's the law that they live within. The law that governs them is the law of sin and death. They also are spiritually dead. If you do not know Christ as your personal Savior, I don't care how nice a person you are. I don't care how sincere a person you are. If you do not know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you cannot go to heaven. How do I know that? Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. There's not two ways to heaven. There's not many religions that get you to heaven. There's only one name under heaven which all you shall be saved. It is the name of Jesus Christ. And those who live within the law that is proposed by the law that governs this earth called sin and death, that means sin owns you. You are a slave to sin. It is nature to sin. And death is your lot. I'm not talking natural death only. That's all temporary. We know that the house we live in is just a temporary house. But the house that God is talking about is called the kingdom of heaven. You see, there is eternity, and there's a true eternity on both sides. Some say, well, I don't believe in hell. This is hell. Oh, baby, you've not experienced anything if you actually believe this is hell. I want you to hear me. The Bible says that there is a hell to shun and a heaven to gain. That Jesus Christ's blood is the only way to see God. Unless a man be born again, he will not see the kingdom of God. John, it's time to recognize that you and I, if we're not saved, then you will participate with death. But not just death that's where you're put under the ground, but death in eternity, to be separated from God. Hell first, and when it regurgitates itself up in Revelation chapter 20, we will then find that you will be thrown into the lake of fire because your name would not be written in the Lamb's book of life. It's time to say to yourself, it's time to say, I've lived by these laws of life and death. I've lived by these laws that have governed me on this planet. And I've got to recognize that I need God to start ruling my life. You see, if you are living in the laws of sin and death, then sickness and disease are your lot. If you're living by the law of sin and death, then lack and poverty is your lot. If you're living by the law of sin and death, then the law of destruction is your lot. Rebellion is your lot. Doubt and unbelief is your lot. The Bible says in Romans chapter 7, verse 23, that there's a warfare going on in the flesh and the spirit. And you and I need to know this. Paul said it this way. Who will deliver me from this body of sin? And he made this declaration. Jesus Christ. That's right. When you get saved, when you give your heart to Christ, I didn't say join a church or join a religion. But when you accept Jesus as your Savior, your sins are washed away. You now become and have the right to be called a child of God. Everything changes in your life. You now shift from being a person that was dead in your trespasses and sin to being alive in Jesus. And now you lived according to the flesh and lived according to the sin of death, but now you're living according to the laws of life in Christ Jesus. The word of God. Jesus said, I sent my word to heal you. Jesus said, if you have life, you can have communion with the Father, walking and talking with him. You can have life and life more abundantly. I don't know about you, baby, but I've learned something a long time ago, that according to the laws that I live, every law will produce a result. I've watched people that if you break the law, I'll throw myself under the bus real quick. About a month and a half, maybe 2 months ago, I was bringing my granddaughter home as we were going to have lunch at the house. And on the way, I was going up Breezeport Road at about 65 miles an hour. And it's a 55-mile-an-hour zone. And a police officer was coming the other direction. All of a sudden, I saw him swing. And his lights went on, and he pulled me over. And he said, you know, where you been? And I said, well, I just came from preaching at church. I was hoping that was going to help me a little bit. My granddaughter in the back is watching because I am a lawbreaker. As a lawbreaker, I should have gotten a ticket, but thank God for mercy. Can I hear God? Come on, can I hear everybody here for mercy? Shout, I love mercy. I love mercy because mercy is good. Man, we all need mercy, and if you need it, you better be a giver of it. Amen? And so here I broke the law, and I was going to participate with a ticket, which I would have had a higher insurance payment with. All this stuff would have happened because I broke the law. And I want you to recognize something. I don't care whether it's speeding or whether it's sinning. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. He's emphasizing in this verse. He's saying if you live the laws of sin and death, then you will participate in everlasting death. But if you live according to the laws of life in Christ Jesus, a whole new set of laws, by receiving the blood of the Messiah, by receiving the blood of Jesus, you'll step into a new life, a newness of life, changed, transformed, no longer the same man, no longer the same woman. It doesn't matter what sins you came from. It matters where you're going, and God's got greatness for you. It's called the law of life. You know, this word life is powerful. Because it doesn't mean life in the aspects of living here. The word life there literally is the Greek word called zoe. The zoe kind of life is the life of God. The zoe kind of life is the life that God lives through you. It's no longer I that lives, but Christ that lives in me, and the life that I now live in the flesh I live according to the faith of the Son of God. God said, if you allow me to live through you, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temper, against such there is no law. You see, when we allow the Spirit of God to live through us, because now he dwells in you as the temple of the Holy Ghost, you literally open up a new set of laws in your life. It's the laws of the kingdom of God. And when you live according to the laws of the kingdom, then you get the kingdom's benefits when you don't break the law. The Bible makes it very clear in Colossians chapter 3, 1, verse 13. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of his Son, of his love. We also see it in Matthew chapter 6, verse 9 through 10. In this manner pray ye, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. When you live according to the life of God, when you live according to the life of Christ, you learn how to tap into that life that you and I can only acquire from kingdom principles. You see, if we are unstoppable, the supernatural church, the only way to be unstoppable in a natural world is to live a set of laws that are not natural, but supernatural. Supernatural means it's above what is natural. Supernatural means it's above and greater and more powerful than what can be touched, seen, and felt on this earth. The five senses don't govern you. What governs you is your spiritual sense, is the word of God. For God said, not one jot or tittle shall pass away before it's all come to completion. God's word said that he cannot lie. God's word said that he holds his word even above his name. When we understand the word, then we can trust the word. When we trust the word, then we can live within the laws of the word. When we live in the laws of the world, we get the benefits of the principles of obedience. You see, my concern is that so many believers, so many Christians are not living in the law of life. They're living and being still governed by the laws of the land. And I want you to know there is no other law but Jesus. I'll read this verse, Romans chapter 3, verses 27 and 28. Where is boasting then? It is excluded. But what law? Of works? No, not the law of, but the law of faith. Therefore be concluded that a man is justified by faith apart from the deeds of the law. You see, there are laws that are principal in God's kingdom. Number one, the law of faith, the currency of heaven. You see, the opposite of faith is doubt and unbelief. It is fear. Jesus went into his hometown and could do no mighty miracles because of unbelief. Unbelief is rooted in not understanding. It is also rooted in a principle of fear. And you and I recognize that we have the law and the law of faith in our life to be able to acquire what heaven has to be brought to earth. We have the law of love. The Bible says that all things must be done in love, that God is love, that faith even works by love. We have the law of prosperity. You see, as sons and daughters, God has given us laws that if we obey them, then we will prosper in all things and be in good health, even as our soul prospers. That God has given us the power to gain wealth. This is the exciting part of this, is that when you understand the laws and you start living in the laws, you can invoke the laws, and the laws produce in our lives. We have the laws of healing and deliverance. We have the laws of grace and mercy. We have the law of peace and joy. We have the law of freedom. For he whom the Son has set free is free indeed. I don't know about you, ma'am. I want to live according to the kingdom. I want to live according to God's principles. I want to live according to what Christ has paid for us. Why should we live substandard? Why should we live a life that is just barely making it by? Why should we live a life that is just eking like everybody else? You see, that's not the plan of God. That's not the plan of heaven. That's not why God sent his son Jesus to die on a cross. It wasn't just to forgive you of your sins. That was part of the covenant. But the other part was divine healing. And the other part was prosperity. God wants you to prosper in all areas of your life. And whether you need healing in your mind, whether you need healing in your body, whether you need healing in your marriage, whether you need healing in your life, he said, I am the resurrection and the life. Christ loves to resurrect. Christ loves, as we live within the laws of life, the Zoe life. I want to live in the life of God. I want to live in the life that Christ has. It bothers me because we have all the different religions, all the different denominations quoting that same verse. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. But we don't believe that verse. We don't believe that verse at all. We don't believe that it actually pertains to us because we're just surviving on this planet. I'm not here to survive, baby. I'm here to thrive. I'm not here to just make it by. I'm here to prosper. I'm not here to barely just go to heaven. I'm here when I cross that sky when Christ sees me face to face, that I'm going to fall and declare him as my Lord and my Savior, but also thank him for all that he's done for me while I lived here. This earth was created for you. This earth was blessed and given to you and I, and it's time for the body of Christ to start acquiring what God's promises are in our lives. But you can't have that if you're living according to the life and death principle that we have here. If you're living according to Romans 8:2, the law of life in Christ Jesus, you can have it. But if you're living according to the law of sin and death, then you're just going to be like everybody else. Yes, you'll go to heaven, but you'll live substandard the whole way. These laws are real. Yet most Christians don't live in them. You know, when we talk about it, we saw Jesus when he walked on the earth. He lived according to the laws of the kingdom. He raised the dead. Come on now. I'm not talking fictitiously. I'm talking he raised people from the dead. Jesus Christ healed the blinded eyes. Jesus Christ healed people that were deaf. Jesus Christ healed the lame. Jesus Christ did miracles that were just sitting back, and they were creative. There was something that could not be done on the planet. Jesus lived this life. Man, he walked this life. He walked the life of that he paid for, and that was the life of Christ in him. You see, we have this life available to us. The Bible says that we are joint heirs of Jesus. Everything that Jesus has, we have. Everything that Jesus is, we are. The life of Christ dwells inside of us. That same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, he dwells inside of us. That same Holy Ghost who brooded over the earth at creation dwells inside of us. That same Holy Spirit that gave Jesus the power to heal the sick and raise the dead. That same Holy Spirit that gave Jesus the power to do what he did is the same Holy Spirit living inside of us. But what's the difference? The difference is whether you believe it or not. Luke chapter 4, Jesus went into his hometown. The Bible says that he could do no mighty miracles. wasn't that he didn't have the power to do mighty miracles, but he couldn't do the mighty miracles because they only saw him as the carpenter's son. They only saw him for what they could see him to be in the natural. But those who recognize Jesus in the supernatural, those who recognize Jesus in the law of life in Christ Jesus, those who recognize Jesus as the Son of God who was anointed by the Holy Ghost, they were able to draw from the power of God, that dunamis power, that supernatural anointing that healed the sick, that saved the sinner, that raised the dead, that opened the blind eyes. I don't know who you are. I don't know what you need, but I know the God, the resurrected Savior. His name is Jesus, and this law of life in Christ Jesus is not just available to him because he's sitting at the right hand of the Father. He passed the baton to us, the church. It's time to start living the life of God. It's time to start living the Zoe kind of life. It's time to start living as unstoppable, not as a church that's pathetic, just barely making it by. You see, it wasn't just Christ. Peter walked on water. He really didn't walk on water. He walked on words. The Bible says that Jesus is the Word that became flesh and dwelt among us. And what happened that day that the storm was and Christ was walking up on the boat, Peter said, "Can I come to you?" He said, "Come." He stepped out on the Word of God. He stepped out in faith and he started walking on the water. It wasn't until he took his eyes off of Jesus and he put his eyes on the natural that the supernatural left. I'm here to tell you, you've got to tap into the supernatural. You've got to tap into the kingdom of God. You've got to tap into the covenant right. You've got to tap into the laws of life in Christ Jesus, or we're going to be literally governed by everything natural that surrounds us. But we are the church, unstoppable. But you can't be unstoppable. Unstoppable if you're living the same laws that the people of the natural are living. The disciples healed the sick. The disciples cast out devils. The disciples spoke with new tongues. Paul in Acts chapter 14, and in Lystra, a certain man without strength in his feet was sitting a cripple from his mother's womb. He had never walked. Come on now. He had never walked. This man heard Paul speaking. Paul, observing him intently, seeing he had faith to be healed. You can see faith. Why? Because the natural can't see faith, but the supernatural can identify what the natural cannot. And God saw faith through Paul and raised this man up. He went over and he said, "Stand up straight on your feet." And he leapt and he began to walk. I'm here to tell you that life of God, that power of God, that dunamis of God, we are unstoppable. The supernatural church, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. God has a plan for you, but that plan cannot come to fruition if we're going to live within the principles of the laws of life that this world has. The natural world will never sustain you. Only the supernatural will sustain you. Only the supernatural can supersede the natural things that come against you. But with God on your side, you cannot fail. Oh, I've got to read this one because it deals exactly with what we're talking about. Dr. John G. Lake went as a missionary to Africa in 1908. The deadly bubonic plague broke out in his area. Hundreds died. He cared for the sick and buried the dead. Finally, the British sent a relief ship with medical supplies and a corps of doctors, and the doctors sent for Lake to come aboard. They asked him, "What have you been using to protect yourself?" "Sirs," Lake replied, "I believe the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set me free from the law of sin and death." Now, right now, you're saying, "Well, that's just presumptuous." Well, that's, I don't know. I don't know if I agree with that. Well, it's showing your faith level. It's showing your doubt level. You see, you cannot have what you doubt. You cannot have what you don't believe. The people where Jesus went in his hometown, they could do no mighty miracles. Why? Because of their unbelief. It's time to recognize that your belief, your faith level is going to bring in the power of God or repel it from your life. John G. Lake kept on saying, "Sirs, I believe this, and as long as I walk in the light of the law of life, no germs will attach itself to me. You had better use your preventatives," the doctors urges. "No," Lake said, "but I think you will like to experiment with me. Take some of the foam that comes from the victim's lungs after death and examine it under a microscope. You will find the masses of living germs remain alive for a while after the man is dead. Fill my hand with the foam and examine it under a microscope. Instead of remaining alive, come on now, instead of remaining alive, the germs will instantly die, is what he told the doctors. When the doctors expressed wonders at what caused it, Lake told him, the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. They took that foam and they put it on his hand under the microscope, and literally, not figuratively, it died. Those germs died in his hands, not because he was a man that was of his own, but because he lived according to the laws of God. He lived according to the laws of faith. He lived according to the laws of what Christ purchased on Calvary's tree. It's time for the church to again be unstoppable. It's time for us again to be people of boldness. It's time for us again to be people that will live a supernatural life. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18 says this, while I do not look at the things which are seen, but the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. I'm here to tell you, this has been a real eye-opener for a lot of people, this virus that's hit this world. It's a real virus. But the fact is, as believers, fear should never have ever entered your life. Now, we've talked about this. There's a difference between concern and a difference between fear. Some people definitely need to be concerned and need to be wise because it's a real virus. But then you need to step it up to a whole new level. The laws of life in Christ Jesus, the laws of Zoe, the laws of the God kind of life. What is the God kind of life? That if sickness touches me, it has got to die. That I've got power and authority in the name of Jesus over every devil from hell, over every sickness and disease. That even no matter what it is, that God is on my side. And if God is for me, then who can be against me? Oh, Pastor, that's a little, you're a little like going over the edge. Pastor, you know, that's like, wow, that's way out there. I'm here to tell you this. The world is not interested in a church without power any longer. They're not interested in a church without with just words, with just religion. They want to see a church with power. They want to see a church with authority. They want to see a church that's going to walk like Jesus walked. Why? Because they have all the hope they need in the flesh. Now they need supernatural hope, which only comes from a supernatural church that is unstoppable in this land that even hates them. We've got to recognize this. And today, if you do not know Jesus, today, if you don't know God, then I'm telling you, the life you're living is simple. It's of death. You have no hope of what this world can give you. You have no stability, but Christ will give you the stability. He said, if you grab a hold of the laws of life in Christ Jesus, what Jesus paid for on the tree, what Jesus paid for when he rose from the dead, what he took back from the devil when he made an open show of him in the book of Colossians chapter 2, verse 15. I've got news for you. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. No, I'm not religious. No, I'm not a religious man. I am a man that loves my God. I am a man who knows my God. I am a man who walks in relationship with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, who's given me a constitution, who's given me the principles of life, and these life principles will supersede the natural things that this world has to offer. We've got to either believe it or we've got to doubt it. We've got to live it or we've got to walk away from it. We've got to stop vacillating. If you don't know Jesus, man, you've been waiting for someone to preach this to you, that there is a difference, and today there is. Without the blood of Jesus, you cannot go to heaven. Without the blood of Jesus, you cannot know him as your Savior. And right now, I want to lead you to the greatest king you'll ever meet, who has a kingdom, who has a constitution, who has laws. It's the laws of life, the Zoe kind of life, for you to live right here on this planet as sons and daughters of the King. I want you to pray with me right out loud. If you'd like to receive Jesus, the Bible says if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Those who call upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. Pray with me right out loud. Jesus, I need you in my life. I've lived according to the flesh. I have no hope in my flesh for eternal salvation. I am a sinful person, and I'm calling on your name. I'm calling on you, Jesus, to wash my sins away. Forgive me of my sin. Make me a brand new man and a brand new woman, that I will be changed by you, that I can live in the laws of life, not in the laws of death. In Jesus' precious name, amen. If you prayed that prayer, I want you to do something for me. I want you to get right on your cell phone, and I want you to hit this keyword. You'll see it right on the bottom of your screen. I am saved, 97000. One more time. I am saved, 97000. Pastor Rhonda, we have something new just for those that gave their heart to Jesus. What is that?
Absolutely. Pinned on Facebook and in the lower third is a Zoom call that you can log into after this service and be able to get prayer for salvation. We don't want to just lead you to Jesus. We want to make sure you finish this race. And if you want prayer for anything, you can click on that link and get a prayer call face to face with somebody that will pray with you for healing, whatever it is that you need prayer for. We have people waiting to talk to you right now. If you can go ahead and click on that Zoom link, there will be people that will pray with you. So go ahead and join us live face to face and be able to propel you further than you've ever been before.
Choose life and not death. And when you do that, you'll have abundant joy. Supernatural joy that Jesus paid for on the tree. I'm here for you. We love you. We have people in the parking lot today. You're watching from wherever you are, but know this without a shadow of a doubt, that Jesus loves you. Jesus has a plan for you. Jesus has success for you. Jesus has blessing for you. Not cursing, but blessing. Abundant life, not just Zoe. Abundant Zoe. Super abundant Zoe. Above what you could even ask or imagine by the power that lives inside of you. You need Jesus. Call on his name and you'll be saved. Let's let the worship team usher us out in the presence of the Lord. Thank you for being with us. We'll see you next week right here at 11 a.m.
entering into the time of tithes and offerings now of the service. If you're ready to give, I know it's different. If you are in the parking lot, you can give as you leave. But if you're at home, it's online giving at this point. And so you can click on our giving button on the website, or you could hashtag donate. Or text to give. So there's different ways to give. It'll be up on the screen and you'll be able to participate with us. The Word of God says not to neglect our giving, not to neglect the tithe and the offering. And so we make it a part of our regular worship, and the tithe is holy to the Lord. We set it apart for Him. So we make a supernatural declaration in this house. And so let's make this supernatural declaration wherever you are over your finances. We're going to prophesy. We're going to declare that Zoe life that Pastor preached about over our finances with the Word of God. You can find this in Deuteronomy chapter 28. Let's shout it out. Repeat after me. If I obey,